Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Musil. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pee Wee Waninger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Urban Shocker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. Schock drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ruth out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Davis reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker spins and fires to second, with Waninger covering, and Davis is picked off. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bengo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Veach now playing left field. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Urban Schalker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalker is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dugan moves to second. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to second. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Com applying the tag. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Bengo and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0-for-1 in the game. Wanninger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Urban Schalker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalker is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalker bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wanninger. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Veach moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 2 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pee-wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wanninger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Shocker hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Com goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 3 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wanninger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a pop-up towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Sheely moves to third. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hooper hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Hooper reaches third base with a triple. Sheely scores. Falk goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Combs hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.